And they arrived. It was in Malmo in the summer of 1945 with their very meagre possessions. And they were disinfected with DDT before they disembarked. And it was the Jewish community that took an interest in them, and some of them were invited to homes, and they even put on a show for them, and they were taken from Malmö to a camp of wooden chalets to a forest near Gothenburg, and my grandma was taken to a sanitarium and was nursed, thank goodness, back to good health. And my mum made friends with a shoe manufacturer, a gentleman called Herbert Sterner, who came with his eldest daughter to visit my mum. Her name was Mira, and my mum and Mira, they became lifelong friends. She used to come and visit her refugee camp.
It must have been such an up and down journey for your mother from horrors to rescue.
Yep, but she pulled through. By November 1945, she made her first exhibition of her Bergen-Belsen drawings and watercolours and sold stuffed toys that she made. And there were very good reviews about her in the Gothenburg newspapers, and she also worked there in the graphic studio and design. And her mother later joined her in the camp when she was well, and she got a job as a milliner in a large store, a large department store. And between them, they had enough money to keep themselves, and eventually they settled properly in Gothenburg and moved to a lovely flat just outside the city where my mum established her own studio designing hand-painted Christmas mats and table decorations, and she even managed to employ a few girls eventually. And then my grandma gave up work and looked after my mum, like in those days, like a mother did.
Yeah, and she
And
was the breadwinner, your mum, so
yes,
that's why.
she painted lovely things. I've got some of the mats are on display in the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery. When we were children, there was always this big trunk in our loft that we were not really allowed to touch. Inside it was some of the hand-painted mats that she made at the time in Sweden, absolutely beautiful. The way she cut them into beautiful shapes, sculpted them. And yes, it was her few of her meagre, amazing possessions that she had. And in Theresienstadt, she left things with a friend who managed to keep a few of her drawings from then and then from Prague, and she managed to get some of her things were returned to her. She got them back.
But she lost everything, I believe, from Auschwitz. None of that
Yes,
survived.
from Auschwitz, no. That's why she did it by the freeze was by memory. Nothing survived. And it's a happy ending. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here telling the story.
And she met your father?
She met my father. My mum made a good friend in Sweden, and her friend Margit, her German-born husband Helmut, he died at a young age, and they had a baby, a little son. And she went to Glasgow to take her baby to visit the baby's grandmother, who was a lady called a Mrs. Zilberman, who lived in Brumar Street in Battlefield in Glasgow. And when Margit was visiting her mother-in-law, she met this German refugee who lodged with Mrs. Zilberman. And she gave him my mum's address, and they started to write to each other, and the romance began. And he came to visit my mum in the summer of 1951, and then they went with her and my grandma for a holiday in Bestatt on the coast, and they got engaged. It all happened very quickly.